It is sad. Bhagavat bhakti hinasya jati japas tapas kriya apranasya hi dehasya mannanam lokaranjana. The verse says that if a person or if a community or if a nation has no sense of devotional service, such person, such community or nation, they are like decoration of the dead body.
Il a dit que si une personne, si une communauté, si une nation humaine ne possède aucun sens du service en dévotion, donc une telle personne, une telle nation, une telle communauté, ces personnes sont comme un corps qui est dormi.
Sometimes, a dead body is decorated. That decoration may be pleasing. For the
relatives
of the dead body.
Otherwise,
decorating a dead body is not very much pleasing to others.
Parfois, on peut décorer un cadavre. Ça va plaire
à quelques parents du cadavre, mais en général, ça ne plaît pas à d'autres personnes. So, the idea is that we have this body.
Simply
decorating the body or taking care of the body is not the perfection of life. Body means the senses, and above the senses there is the mind. Of the mind there is intelligence, and beyond the intelligence there is the soul. Actually, on the foundation of the soul,
the intelligence,
the mind, and the senses are acting. The soul is gone out of this body. There is no more use of intelligence, mind, or senses. When it goes out
of this body,
he transmigrates to the body. And according to that body,
he
uses
a different
type of intelligence,
mind,
and sense gathering.
Shall I take the room?
Please. Just like a dog. It has got a body, but we say dog's
mind,
because according to the body, its mind is also different,
its
intelligence also different.
The soul is pure, part and parcel of all. But
on account
of the soul's being
covered by material
body,
mind, intelligence, it is different at the present moment. So
in a human
form of body,
there
is the opportunity
to understand
all these integrity or philosophy
of life. So
in this human form of life, if we do not cultivate Krishna consciousness,
then
we are missing the opportunity. So it is the duty of the
guardians
or the leaders to give opportunity
to the human
being
for
developing Krishna consciousness. So our Krishna consciousness movement is the greatest benedictory movement
But in human society, currently, we are living
in a time where the
people of demonic mentality are in greater number. So this demoniac mentality is always there. Just like Prahlad Maharaj was executing
Krishna consciousness,
his father was a demon.
So
the father put the son into so many difficulties of life. So Krishna consciousness moment,
become
Krishna conscious,
there will be
some difficulties. It's like we are chanting within this room, somebody called police.
So
these kind of difficulties we have to meet. Krishna consciousness means preparing for going
back to home,
back to God. We are rotting within this material world from time immemorial. Or in the previous creation, we similarly
in
the creation of this cosmic manifestation, we are rotting. So, by the mercy of Krishna, Guru Krishna,
we have got
this seed of Krishna consciousness. So that is a great fortune. We have to cultivate consciousness despite all kinds of hindrances. Because it is a function which is final solution of all problems of life. The problems of life are four.
Janma,
mrityu, jara, vyadhi means
birth,
death,
old age
and disease. But these demonic people, they think that birth, death, old age and disease, they are usual things. They are unusual things.
Because
we learn from Bhagavad Gita that the living entity, living entity never takes birth or never dies. The living entity and annihilation of this body, living entity does not annihilate. All scientists,
so-called
biology, so-called engineers, they can make very big
matters.
I see in your city, it is very nice solution for these problems.
Therefore, they are called Mahatasakas.
Duskritina. As it is stated in the Bhagavad Gita, Namang Duskritinam Murha
Parpati Rathama
Maya Aparita Jnana Asuri Bhavamasa.
The miscreants,
always engaged in sinful activities,
just like
illicit sex,
intoxication,
meat eating, gambling, they are called Duskritino, means sinners, always engaged in sinful activities. So my request to you, I thank you very much that with all inconveniences, I don't think there is any inconvenience, but even though there are many inconveniences, don't give up this practice or cultivation of Krishna consciousness. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has advised, Tinadapi sinichina, tarorapi sahishnuna, amanina manadena, kirtaniya sada. We have to tolerate. Just like in the airport, for a little simple reason, we are detained for about 50 minutes. Immediately the police is there. Somebody will complain, somebody will do something else. But these things are expected because the demoniac people will always try to tease devotees. Well, this is going on. During the long, long ago, millions of years, Prahlad Maharaj was tortured by his father. 2,000 years ago, even Lord Jesus Christ, he was crucified, was killed. Yes. Haridas Thakur, he was also tortured, he was caned in some marketplace.
To come what?
The only fault of this torturing, for this torturing procedure, is that they were Krishna conscious. That's all. That is their only fault. Sure. As Prahlad Maharaj said by Nisingadeva, Krishna in his Nisingadeva avatar, tavakara kamalabari nakamad bhuta singam, we should take shelter of Krishna. He'll give us all protection, rest assured. Do not give up this Krishna consciousness moment. That is my request.
Okay.
Thank you very much for inviting me in your temple. And I am very much pleased that so many young boys and girls, they are chanting Hare Krishna. That is a new thing in the history. In a city like Paris, younger generation would chant Hare Krishna mantra. We are making history. That's a fact. So do it sincerely. In all circumstances, trials, do not give up. Thank you very much.